I'm Kevin Boucher, WSIU Radio News. The chair of SIU's Board of Trustees says a new day is dawning for the university. WSIU's Jennifer Fuller reports.
Trustee Chair Phil Gilbert says there's a new spirit of collaboration on the board now that five new members have been seated, and he says each of them understands the importance of the task ahead.
We're all going to be rowing the boat in the same direction. We are stronger as a system.
The collaborative effort will include work on a new system strategic plan over the next several months, which Gilbert acknowledges could delay the search for a new president.
We want to make sure we get this right. And we need to make sure that the president of this system knows what his duties and responsibilities are. And we want to know, and the chancellors need to know, what their role is with respect to the system.
Gilbert and others say they hope to have a new president in place before the end of 2019. Meanwhile, they approved guidelines for the presidential search and its committee. Trustees also made changes to reflect tightened rules on hiring after questionable hires in previous administrations. They also approved the hiring of Brian Mullins as SIUC's new men's basketball coach and Brian Barone as SIUE's interim men's basketball coach. I'm Jennifer Fuller.
And the Missouri House has advanced a plan to abolish open primary elections and to limit future participation only to people who register in advance with a political party. Missouri does not currently have party registration for elections. The bill won initial approval on a vote of 78-72. It'll need 82 votes on a second round vote when it moves to the Senate.